Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm James Mason. Pep Guardiola was pleased to see Man City take a step towards their best form with a 4-0 win over Watford ahead of next month's Champions League tie with Real Madrid. A first-half brace from Raheem Sterling and goals after the break by Phil Foden and Aymeric Laporte helps them return to winning ways after losing to Arsenal on Saturday in the FA Cup semi-finals. The City boss highlighted his team's lack of consistency this season after the victory on the road, but also admitted that places are up for grabs ahead of their last 16 second-leg meeting with Madrid at the Etihad. He said, "I want to recover who we are as players. I want to recover who we are as a team, especially with the ball attacking more and defensively." Meanwhile, Guardiola is said to be extremely keen on bringing AC Milan midfielder Ismail Benacer to City this summer. It is reported that Guardiola has fallen in love with the 22-year-old, with €50 million appearing to be the benchmark for the price of the Algerian, a figure that is said Guardiola could spend. PSG are also rumoured to be interested in the defensive midfielder. However, the report states that Guardiola's affection for the player means that he wants to bring him to City immediately. And finally, Ferran Torres is reportedly set to complete a switch to City this summer, having been convinced by the plan of Guardiola. In recent days, much has been made of the Premier League side's pursuit of the 20-year-old Spanish winger, following reports suggesting the player and his representatives had already come to an agreement with Etihad officials. The latest understanding is that only a fee remains between the player and his completion of a move. Torres will become a City player this summer, with the Premier League side having no problem with his €35 to €40 million price tag. That's all for now. We'll have more later.